speedbuilders.com. That was based on his hearing other people mention the names?
Information he had gathered while working at the company, yes.
But he had not given you specifically any other person's names that you could talk to who might have known about it?
Other names were brought up as a possible suspect who may have been stealing batteries, who he had heard were taking batteries out.
Did Weiland report to you any additional information other than the night on the roof before that happened? Did he report to you any additional information other than things he had heard which would identify these particular people as the thieves?
No.
Up until the time that Weiland reported to you that he had actually observed people taking batteries, did you feel that you had any probable cause to arrest anyone of theft?
No, we would have done it.
Did you conduct surveillances of the Johnson Controls premises regarding battery thefts?
A number of them.
Were you present on all of them?
I believe I was.
Were there specifics given to you that Weiland thought that on this particular night something was going to happen, or how did you come about determining when to surveil?
Again, on information we would receive from Mr. Weiland as to where the people would be working on the different times, and when would be the best time for them to be able, have the opportunity, to take things, put them under the fence or by the fence, the time frames as to when security guards were making the rounds, and so forth. Just correlating all of this information, we based our surveillances on that information.
Were all of the people that eventually got arrested working the same shift?
I don't believe so.
Were you focusing on any particular shift in terms of your surveillance?
Yes, we were surveilling, I think, starting at probably 10 at night until 5 in the morning, that type of thing, that time period.
And what was the reason for that particular time period?
Well, the reason for that being, of course, the least amount of employees, the darkness hours, the opportunity for people from outside to drive in or pull up, be able to walk up and take the batteries out once they were set out there by someone who was working on the inside.
Was there actually a hole in the fence?
Oh, yes. There were a number of holes in the fence. I know the company had gone back and closed up. And on our surveillances, in fact, we would have people positioned right close as we possibly could, to that particular hole in the fence. And the holes in the fence just happened to be right behind the stacks of batteries.
To your knowledge, during that period of time, were any of the holes ever fixed by the company?
The holes were fixed by the company, I think, as a continuous thing. They would check and secure the fences.
And kept reappearing?
Yes.
During any of these surveillances, were you focusing on any particular suspects at that point?
No, we would have taken anybody taking a battery out of the place.
Well, I realize if you saw somebody stealing it, but in the sense of, were your surveillances combined with any other investigation of any specific position other than just a surveillance?
I think mainly it was a surveillance of the area, because here again, we didn't know who all the players were. We had other names. We realized that any of the employees could have gone in there and taken batteries and moved one close to the fence. So we weren't really highlighting on anybody in particular.
In addition to the names of Rose and Delgado, and I guess it was Confer, were you ever provided any other names by Weiland as to who he might have suspected?
Yes, there were two or three other people, but right offhand I don't recall their names.
You had mentioned earlier that Rosen seemed to be a prime suspect for you?
Yes.
What was the reason for that?
Here again, based on information that Weiland had given us.
What kind of information?
Just on conversations, the things that he had overheard at the company.
That somehow Rosen was more involved, a ringleader, or...
To a degree, I believe. Not as a ringleader, but the one, as far as the thefts were concerned.
Did that name seem to come up more often in conversations?
Yes.
With Weiland?
Yes.
Did you run any investigation on Rosen?
I think we ran all the people involved, the names we had in criminal-wise, to see if there were any outstanding warrants. Of course, you always do that. It helps, you know, with search warrants and so forth, in order to get the homes and that type of thing back then.
Did you come up with anything?
No.
Did you come up with any convictions for anyone?
I don't believe so.
And you ran all the names?
Yes.
However many there were?
I think we may have had some traffic arrests, that type of thing, but nothing of any significance.
So we are talking about more than three people whose names you ran?
Yes.
Six?
Probably a good figure.
Surveillance was of absolutely no effect in the sense of...
True.
In the sense of you may have prevented some thefts, but in the sense of coming up with any additional evidence?
That is correct.
When was the last surveillance made? Maybe you can give it with reference to the actual arrest, or with reference to when you went on vacation, or something like that.
I don't recall.
Do you keep any records about your surveillances?
We make up a surveillance sheet, yes.
Is that kept?
Well, sometimes it is. Sometimes it is just thrown away.
In this case, if it was kept... Would it be in your file that you brought?
Yes, well, not necessarily. There could be some in there, but that would be just some of what we didn't have any longer in there, because sometimes we just throw them out if nothing happens.
When did you go on vacation now?
It would have been the... I think I started the day that the three arrests were made.
Do you have an estimate about the last surveillance before that?
No, I don't know.